Hey there, you're looking pretty sporty in your new Vibram soles and colorful Gore-Tex there. Ready for a rock climb? Did any of you visit google.com yesterday? If you did, you might have noticed it was the 123rd anniversary of Yosemite National Park, and for a birthday gift, as we've been discussing, Yosemite, along with the entire 84.4 million acres that make up the national park system, closed down due to our government shutdown here, from the Grand Canyon to the Statue of Liberty to the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve in Alaska. All of them remain closed, so what you going to do with those hiking boots? Many of the 280 million people who visit the parks each year are being forced to modify some of their plans. Among these tourists is Marty Puckridge of Australia. Hey, Marty.
Morning, John.
You got some nice new hiking boots and Patagonia duds that you're dying to get out on the mountains?
Absolutely. I came over here specifically to visit the Yosemite National Park and Joshua Tree, and then perhaps head over to Boulder, Colorado, for some more rock climbing over there. I've got October off, so the timing has been, shall we say, inconvenient.
Well, you know, you can't actually close a mountain. I mean, can they keep you out, or can they really keep you out if you, you know, sort of sneak into the park somehow and just climb?
I think well, they've definitely done their best to shut the gates. I think you could obviously access the park from a different point if you wanted to. The problem with that is that if something goes wrong, the consequences sort of go exponentially higher, you know.
That's rescue.
The real danger. No rescue or delayed rescue in the event of kind of having to find someone with a key to the gates.
More of an Aussie-style adventure, though, to tell your friends back home, but not necessarily something you'd want to do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So how are you modifying your plans?
So at this stage, I'm tossing up actually between flying down to Mexico. There's some great rock climbing in Mexico, or back up to Squamish, to Canada. I was in Toronto earlier.
Really? So you're just going to bail on the U.S. altogether?
It's looking like it. I can't really sort of sit here and wait this out, just hoping that the parks will open again. The only sort of precedent that I can find online seems to be that it can last for weeks, this kind of shutdown. So, so unless I just want to kind of go to climbing gyms around the Bay Area.
Oh, what fun. What fun. You know, you're in San Francisco, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you could go to the Apple Store. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Do the tour, the Silicon Valley tour. Yeah. But it's not kind of the rock climbing tour that I was hoping for.
And go to the Genius Bar, you know, and see some live music. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, I just have to say, as an American, I'm personally really sorry that you've come here and your experience is just kind of ruined.
Well, yeah, it's a bit disappointing. Obviously, the parks are going nowhere. That's the kind of upside. I will always be here.
Well, we hope that you come back when we're not having a government shutdown. Marty Puckridge, thanks so much.
No, thanks, John.
Marty Puckridge's rock climbing vacation derailed by our government shutdown. A tourist from Australia. He's hanging out in San Francisco right now, but considering Mexico or Canada, kind of like the rest of America.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.